what you guys did in that third quarter, kind of take over, and when you had to. Talk about that aspect of your team to be able to kind of take control there.
Yeah, it was, you felt good when we were able to get a couple drives together and get a couple touchdowns. A little disappointed when we couldn't put it away. We had that turnover and we weren't able to get that. We had fourth and one, not making that third down. Obviously, was a big plus for Philly because I thought they did a great job coming back and fighting and hanging in there trying to find a way to win.
Just one win away from the postseason. What did you tell your ball club after the game in the locker room about how to approach this week and what this game meant here?
Well, they know what it means. You know, we've been working for this opportunity to, you know, win the division. Anytime you win the division, everybody knows you have a, you know, home field game in the playoffs. And we talked about that from day one. And they knew what we had to do to get there. And told them we haven't accomplished anything yet. We've got to win the division and obviously got to get it done next week.
The fight that you guys are showing each week and finding ways to get it done. Mm-hmm. Talk about the maturity factor and coming together and being playoff ready when you have to be.
Well, it takes a lot of character, your football team, to fight through what we've done. You know, we did some good things in the first half of the season, but we couldn't put teams away. And I thought from an offensive perspective, we had that running game going, but we didn't take it to the next level with our receivers. And I thought that's probably been the biggest difference on our offense is how our receivers have performed and over the last six games. And as we've talked about, we got to get sacks and you got to get turnovers, and we've been able to do that on defense. And guys fighting for a full 60 minutes and finding a way to get it done. And that's what I told them today. I was really proud that the way they finish. You know, you got to find a way to win those games, those tight games, and they're not easy unless everybody's on the same page.
What do you think Robert did?
I thought he did an excellent job, you know, coming back and not having the reps, you know, last week and be able to do what he did today. I was very impressed with him.
Was he limited as far as the run game goes?
Yeah, we didn't do everything that we would normally do. Did not want to put that pressure on that LCL.
Can you give us your view of the last play and what the call on the last play was? Came up kind of muddled on the runoff.
Intentional grounding.
Came through again. Just can you talk about what they've been able to do for you, getting multiple turnovers, stops, and things like that?
Well, you have to. You got to get turnovers to win in this league. And you know, they came up big when they had to. We had a few sacks. We had a few turnovers, and it's always a difference in, you know, winning and losing a game. I think they probably had 20, 25 more plays than we did, and that's a little bit unusual with our rushing game. So they did a good job of controlling the tempo of the game. But you know, we took advantage of the turnovers, which, you know, negated how many plays they had.
Mike Ryan was awful disruptive, had a couple sacks. I know you like to go back, but just from what you saw in real time, he made the play at the end of the game to force.
Yeah, he was playing hard. He had a couple in there that I thought he had probably missed a couple that were very, very close, and we had some three-man rushes there at the end, and he kept on fighting, still trying to put pressure on the quarterback, and that's what you got to have. You know, as you know, we've talked about in the past that, you know, win those tight games, you know, are hard, and you got to get used to winning those tight games, and you expect to win. I think that's where our football team is right now. They expect to win, and you know, that's where you feel very good about the character of your guys.
Mike, there's a chance this game could get flexed out and be the Sunday night game. Do you have a preference as to when it's played?
No, I really don't care. You know, whatever happens. I don't think they're going to call me and ask me my opinion, what I'd like to do anyhow. So you kind of just roll with the punches.
Mike, can you talk about, along with Ryan Kerrigan, seemed like Barry Cofield had a real good push most of the game. Just talk about his transformation over the last 2 years into that 3-4
now. Well, not only did he have some pressure, but a couple times on those screens, he was running to the sideline over to the numbers and catching a couple running backs. You know, McCoy had a heck of a game. You know, talking about making people miss. You know, he's, you know, I don't know how he does it, to be honest. He looked three or four times like we had him in the backfield, and he had a way to just make people miss. His elusiveness is just off the charts. And anytime you're dealing with a guy like that, you just never know when you got him. And so I was just pleased with our defense that we just kept on fighting and finally got it done at the end.
Nobody in the history of the league's made more field goals to start a career than Kai has. Can you just talk about that accomplishment?
Yeah, it just shows you what type of guy he is. You know, when he came in and had competition with a couple veterans, and he won the competition. It's always kind of nice to take a chance on a guy that hasn't had an opportunity in the National Football League. You know, when he was in Dallas or when he was with Tampa, took advantage of every opportunity he had. During the preseason, hurt one time with Dallas, then took advantage of it in Tampa in the preseason, and he really won the position. And to see a guy that handles himself the right way have that type of success, you're always rooting for a guy like that. He's a class guy. Looks like he's got ice in his veins, and he believes he's going to make every kick, and he has.
You usually say celebrate a win for about 24 hours, maybe a little less on this one with the big game coming up against
Dallas.
Yeah,
I think our guys, I always want to celebrate a win for 24 hours because it's the nature of the game, and a lot of guys have, family. Everybody's got a different schedule for Christmas. It falls a little bit differently this year than it does most days, so Monday and Tuesday get a chance to, get away from the facility. I told them to, enjoy Christmas and come back ready to go. Everything we've been working for boils down to next Sunday.
Was Tyler still suffering from symptoms, and what was your decision on?
Yes, it was. He woke up this morning. I wasn't feeling right, and we kept him out.
What is this one that you have right now compared to what you've been through in other teams? What would this compare in terms of what you've been through before?
Well, I think where your runs really, mean something is once you get to the playoffs. And you take advantage of, all the hard work. It feels good to be where we're at because our backs were against the wall, after we were 3-6. And we knew that as a football team, we couldn't make many mistakes. And that's how I was really, pleased with how the guys stepped up. You got to step up in every facet because you're going to have some games you're up and some games you're down. But you got to play for a full 60 minutes. And that's where character comes in. Obviously, you got to have talent. We've got a lot of young guys that are believing in one another with the old vets, and a combination of those type of dynamics sometimes work out.
Time 17-16, this one, the fact that the wins are all close, is there something actually good to that?
Well, we lost a few of those early, like I said. We had a number of those that we felt like we had complete control of. I think one game at halftime, we're at 20-6, and you can go back through some good football teams. You get 270 yards rushing, and you don't even win the football game. And so, those type of games you've got to win. And we've been able to win those in the second half. And obviously the big one comes next Sunday.
What have you learned about your quarterback during this run?
Well, you learn a lot about your quarterback through the whole season, not just the run. I think you learn more from people through tough times than you do good times. And I've had a chance over the last couple of years to have some tough times, and you kind of learn the character of your guys. What you don't know of is, how these guys react, guys you haven't been with in the second half of the season. And we're getting a chance to see some of our free agents, some of our rookies really step up and play at a different level.
And Robert?
Oh, Robert's obviously being the quarterback, he leads them. And I think one of the biggest honors Robert had was being elected captain at midpoint of the season. That didn't happen very often, so it kind of gives you an idea what people think of him and, how he handles himself on a day-to-day basis, because that's not easy to have happen.
Mike, you guys went away from DJ after that touchdown and played Richard a ton after that.
Say that again?
DJ Johnson, after giving up the touchdown, didn't play nearly as much, and Richard played. What did you think of Richard, and then why the switch there?
Richard who?
Crawford.
Oh, I thought you said Richard Blake. No, I thought, Richard did a good job taking advantage of a couple opportunities. And I can't tell you for sure until I look at the film. But we've done that through a lot of plays, changed guys in and out, and just looking for a guy to step up once he gets that opportunity.
DJ Gomes, isn't he?
What's that?
DJ Gomes. What's
He's got a MCL, and we'll evaluate that tomorrow. I'm not sure what degree it is. We have an MRI, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I know.
Plays that were real heart stoppers. Macklin opened in the end zone and they underthrew him, then the one at the goal line. What do you do being an offensive? Do you scream in those moments? Do you hold your breath? Do you do anything? Do you know what you do in those the games in the balance instance?
Well, you're getting ready for the next series. You're taking a look at what's out there, and mentally you're getting ready. Okay, if they score, are they going to go for the 2-point conversion, or are they going to kick? We get to flip. We don't get to flip. What's going to be, our game plan offensively? So you're going through all those scenarios in your mind, not really sure what's going to happen. And you'll go back at yourself and say, okay, when it was 4th and inches, should I have went for it or should I have punted? And now I said the punting was a good decision. If they would have scored, I said it was a bad decision. So, oh, maybe I'll let you guys do that. No.
One last thing, talk about Mo Hurd, who filled in for Tyler, and then also Will Montgomery just hanging in there, battling it all weekend today.
Yeah, it's very impressive. A guy's got a second-degree MCL and doesn't miss a day of practice, and he fights through it. And, you know, anytime you get a guy like Tyler Plumas that can't play, and a guy like Mo Hurd comes in starting a year out his guard, and you're down to your fourth right tackle, and he comes in and plays at a very high level. Very impressive.
To knee 100% on that fourth and one, and you'd had all your options. Do you think you'd have gone for it on fourth and one there?
Oh, I really don't know. It probably not. Probably would have kicked it, and you got to go to distance to tie the game. You know, it's probably a decision I would have made no matter what. Okay, thanks.